Thousands of journalists and their supporters have marched in Istanbul to call for the release of 68 of their colleagues currently arrested and for better protection for press freedoms in Turkey.
This is the second march within a week. The outcry was sparked after 8 prominent journalists and writers were arrested for their alleged involvement in a plot to overthrow the Islamic-rooted government.
It's a kind of operation to scare the press members. They put pressure on us not to speak the truth. They're trying to spread fear to young and old journalists.
The march comes just days after the European Parliament criticised Turkey for limiting press freedoms in the EU member candidate country. In response, Turkey's chief EU negotiator said no one could lecture Turkey on freedom of expression, while the president voiced his concerns over the arrests and called on the judiciary to act in accordance to the law. Human Rights Watch agrees that these latest developments are a concern.
The court needs to decide what the line is between critical writing, critical opinion, critical expression of opinion that's against government policies, legitimate in a democratic society to express all those critical statements, and what constitutes a coup plot.
In recent years, there has been a notable increase in open and free debate over sensitive issues such as minority rights. However, criticising the state and military is still taboo. These latest arrests have also raised concerns over the right to fair trial. Under the current penal code, secrecy acts can be placed on files related to matters of national security and terrorism, preventing defence lawyers from accessing the evidence against their clients.
Undoubtedly, there are concerns about whether rights of defendants in the Ergenekon trial have been violated in certain ways. The government judiciary needs to be absolutely scrupulous in insisting on the right to fair trial.
92 national and local press organisations were represented at the rally, along with Istanbul's Bar Association, all of whom are calling for changes to the penal code to ensure press rights are protected. Jody Sobral, Press TV, Istanbul.